Tonight's daf is daf ches. We'll take it from the bottom of Zayin and Beis, beginning of the third parak. So the Mishnah says, Halach Aleph, the Masnisin, Bishlosha Prakim, Bishana, Tormin, Es Alishcha. There are three times a year, this is what we're up to, right? Three times a year, where they would take from the Lishcha. Now the way it worked was, they had a large kupa, a large box, a stucco box, which would fit nine saw of shkalim would be in there, and then three times a year they emptied out into the three smaller kupos, the three smaller boxes. So this happened three times a year. And b'paras ha-pesach, the word paras means like a pras, like a broken, a half. So 15 days before Pesach, b'paras ha-atzeres, 15 days before atzeres, and b'paras ha-chag, and 15 days prior to Sukkot. V'heim grano shel ma'aser behema, divrei Rabbi Akiva. And these are the same times as well for ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema, you could only take from the behemoths that were born in that given year. So they had suggested that three times a year you should go check your animals and do ma'aser behema, whichever animals you have them. So these 3 days, these three granos, the word goren really means a threshing field, to reference to in ma'aser dagon, ma'aser from the grains. So they're using the same terminology, granos, when it comes to ma'aser behema. So those 3 times of the year of prosper persach, prosper shavuos, and chag is the same exact year as ma'aser behema, as they are for separating the Trumas Alishcha for Shkalim. That's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Comes along Ben Azai and Omer, Be'esim v'tisha ba'adar, he thinks the 29th of Adar, u'be'echad v'sivan, the first of Sivan, u'be'esim v'tisha ba'av, and the 29th of Av, these are really the 3 times for Ma'aser Behema. They're arguing about Ma'aser Behema now. And this is also, there's a parallel Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros as well. Then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'achar B'Nisan, Be'achar B'Sivan, B'Chav Tes Be'elul. They have 3 other dates that they thought for Ma'aser. And Lama Amu B'Chav Tes Be'elul, V'Lamu Be'achar B'Tishrei. Why not choose Rosh Hashanah? Why are they choosing Chav Tes Elul as the day for Ma'aser Behema? Mipnei Shu Yom Tov, V'Ief Shar La'aser B'Yom Tov, L'Fikach Ekdimu B'Chav Tes Be'elul. You're not allowed to take Ma'aser and Yom Tov. We saw this in Maseches Chagiga a little bit about this. You can't take Ma'aser Behema and Yom Tov, so that's why they made the Goren of Ma'aser Behema the day before, namely Chav Tes Elul. So that's the Mishnah about Shkalim and about Ma'aser Behema. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abohu Kol Ha'hein D'Taninan Pras. All that which the Mishnah says Pras, it really means Palga. Palga of what? Palga D'Shloshim Yom Kodim L'Moed Shadorshin Behil Chosef. We have Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, and they learned from this, there's a big machlokes Rishonim, whether or not that only applies to Pesach, or does it apply to Sukkot and Shavuos as well. It's Mashra from this Sugiyah that applies to all three Regalim, and Pros means half of the Shloshim Yom, half the time before Pesach, half the time before Shavuos, and half the time before Sukkot. Gemara now says, Hein Granos Fechulei, so Amar B'Yochanan Mipnei Shein Pirkei Leida. These were the different times of when the animals would give birth. These different times of the year, by Pesach, Shavuos, and by Sukkot. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Acha gives another explanation why these were the 3 times that Ma'aser Behema were taken. So Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kedei Shetehei HaBehema Mitzuya Lole Regalim. They wanted all the different people to separate their Ma'aser Behema, and now the remaining Ma'aser Behema they could go ahead and take to bring as part of their Shlomim for the Aliyah L'Regel. That was the idea. So right before Pesach, they go through the animals to see what's Ma'aser Behema, see what's not Ma'aser Behema, and bring the animals for the Karbanos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a third reason as to why these were the 3 times they do Ma'aser Behema, Shelo Yavo Lidei Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah goes through a whole list of types of nedarims and obligations that a person doesn't bring after a number of regalim. They violate the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, not to delay a dedication a person took upon himself, a pledge. So Baal Ma'aser Behema is one of them. So in order to avoid that, right before the regal kicks in, before Baal Ta'acher might kick in, now is the time to do Ma'aser Behema. Say that what? About it's like a 6-way machlokas. And 6-way machlokas in Rosh Hashanah when it kicks in. Some say Pesach, some say Shavuos, some say Sukkot, some say only Keseder, some say. So there's a whole wide range. So the Gemara then says, in regards to this, Amar Rabbi Yosa, Kol Hamasha Tivlo, anybody who delays separating and his Tevel would be over on Baal Ta'acher. And they explain in the Mefarshim whether that's Tevel of Meiser Dagan, of the Meiser from the field, or even Meiser Behema, anytime it's delayed separating the Meiser, would be violation of Baal to Acher. Gemara now quotes the Mishnah in Becharos, Taman Tanin, and over there we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. The first day of Elul is Meiser Behema, which means that anything... this Rosh Hashanah means the cutoff day, the cutoff of what the year is, cutoff date. So any animal born before Rosh Chodesh Elul is all part of the same group, and they can take Maaser from each other. Any animal born after Rosh Chodesh Elul is part of a separate group and has to be separate. You can't do different years, Maaser Behema, from different years with each other. That's according to Rabbi Meir. So comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Becha B'Tishrei. No, Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema is actually the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Ben Azai is a third opinion. Omer, Ha'elulim Misasim Bifnei Atzman. The Chodesh Elul, the animals born in Chodesh Elul, are actually viewed as a separate category, and they're going to be Meiser Behema among each other. But you can't mix the Elul ones with those after Tishrei, nor the Elul ones with those before Elul. Elul is viewed as a separate month, and all the animals born in there are completely separate. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Chuna, Taima de Rabbi Meir. What's the reason why Rabbi Meir says Rosh Chodesh Elul? Because that's everyone agrees that the animals became pregnant in Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Adar. That was the mating season. So in Chodesh Adar, they became pregnant. And there are those already, there are different times when they give birth. So Ad Kan, Hein Mismatzos, Leileid, Mina Yeshanos. So all the animals who became pregnant in Chodesh Adar now begin to give birth in Elul. So those are the new ones. So Mikan Ve'elach, from that point on, Hein Maschila Leider Min Chadashos. So the, one second. Right, so any animal born before Rosh Chodesh Elul is from, they were conceived in Chodesh Adar, which is Chodesh Adar was like the last year. But any animal born after Elul, doing the math backwards, must have been conceived after Nisan. And since Nisan, we're going based on when they became pregnant. So Alf Nisan, that's really the year we're looking at, Alf Nisan. We look to when they gave birth, and when they gave birth tells us when they were born, when they were conceived. So again, before Rosh Chodesh Elul, it was really in Adar, which was the previous year. They're the old ones, that's one group. But those born after Rosh Chodesh Elul are going to be conceived from Nisan, which is the new year. That's why Rabbi Meir chose Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, as a cutoff line, as an indicator when the Ebor happened.
Why not just do it when they give birth? It seems so much more confusing to figure out going backwards.
No, we are. We're using when they gave birth as an indicator when they were conceived. Because you don't know exactly when the animals were conceived. You could only tell once they gave birth. So the assumption here is 5 months is when they give birth always. It's always never early, never late. So 5 months, so they could work backwards when the conception happened. So it's really about the Shas Ibur. So then comes along Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Bon b'shem Rabbi Rav Chuna, time of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why do they say Aleph Tishrei is the year, the cutoff date? Because it quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Lav shu charm hatzon, where the tzon wore charm, they wore blankets and pillows, that's a reference to them becoming pregnant. Elu habekiros, these are referring to the ones that gave that became pregnant early, from Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the pasuk then continues to say, v'amokim yatfu bar, and they became bigger. Lashon of yatfu means delayed, that they became pregnant later. Eloha Philos, these refers to the ones who became pregnant in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yisro'au, it's a lashon of reyes, friendship and connection. Af Yashiru, they'll also sing, that's a reference to a carbon. So what does that mean? Elu ve'elu nichnasun ladir lesaser. So what he's saying from the pasuk is, those born which love shucharim hatzon, those who were born earlier, with the ones who were born amakim yatuv bar, which were born later, together, Yisroel, as Reyes, as a unit, they could all be brought af Yashir and sing together the Karbanos. So therefore, even those who were born after Elul are still part of the same year, as long as it's before Aleph Tishrei. That's the explanation of Reb Lazer and Reb Shimon. Comes along now Amar ben Azai. He says Chodesh Elul was completely separate, independent from the previous year and the year after. Why? He says, Hol ve'elu omrim kach, Since Rabbi Meir says Aleph Elul, and since Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold Aleph Tishrei, so he says Yehu Elulim Misasim Bifnei Atman. I don't know where Elul should be. I mean, everybody agrees before Rosh Chodesh Elul is the old year. Everybody agrees after Aleph Tishrei is part of the new year. The Elul, they're not sure whether Elul is part of the next year, part of the first year. So yeah, there's an overlap. Since he's not really sure, the safest thing to do, since Ben Azai, is view them independently as an independent month. And he says, okay, so how does this work? No, lala b'chamisha b'av, v'chamisha b'elul, v'chamisha b'tishrei. Let's say you have five sheep born in Av, five in Elul, and five in Tishrei now. And mitzarfin, you can't connect the two of them. You can't connect any of these animals. Because you certainly can't connect Av and Tishrei, because everybody agrees those are two different years. Now, do the five in Elul go with Tishrei, or do they go with Av? And we're not sure, so therefore you're stuck. But if Nola lo b'chamisha b'tishrei, b'chamisha b'av, harei elu mitzarfin. But if you have five that are born in Tishrei, the beginning of their Tishrei, and five in Av, the following Av, afterwards, then you can combine them with each other. Those can combine. Okay. So now the Gemara asks the question, how could this be? V'nazei machri al divrei tamidav. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon were Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid Chaver. He was a contemporary of Ben Azai. So how is Ben Azai, the Rebbe, if you will, the same age as Rabbi Akiva, how could he go ahead and be Machriya, and he didn't come after Ben Azai? The Rebbe's not Machriya the Tamidim. The Tamidim's Machriya the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim are Machriya the Tamidim. So what's going on here? So also Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Maisha, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekei nechleku alea avos ha'olam, and they said, coming to explain the idea that umaninu, this was a machlokas that existed prior to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It even existed before Ben Azai. So umaninu avos ha'olam, Tana, Rabbi Yona, Kome, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. This was machlokas about Aleph Tishrei and Aleph Elul, was already machlokas that dates back to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. And that to Ben Azai is being machriya between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Why it's being attributed to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I'm not really sure why, but that to Ben Azai is being machriya and not to his Talmidim. So the Gemara now proves that Zos Ameris, this we learn from here, that Ben Azai, Chaver v'Talmid Hayad Rabbi Akiva. He was a Chaver, he was a contemporary, but he also learned from him as well. He's also a Talmud at the same time of Rabbi Akiva. Because Im Tomar, if you're going to say Rabbi, that Rabbi Kiva was mamish the Rabbi of him, is bar nosh amar the Rabbi, ho ve'elu amru kach, elu amru kach. Would you speak to your Rabbi in the, you know, the first person, you said this? You would say Rabbi. Ho ve'Rabbi omar kach, and Rabbi omar kach, you would say. You don't say, since he says that, you don't refer to Rabbi as he. You say, Rabbi says this. So the fact that he said, since they, Elu said this way, and Elu said this way, it must be that he was a chaver, he was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. Gemara now says another proof for this, that Rabbi Alvin b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Shamala, he heard that Ben Azai min Hada from the following, that Ben Azai was a Talmud chaver, a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. How do we know this? So there's a machlokas between Beisil, Beshame, some other context, not our concern right now. And Amr le Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Ala chalukim anu mitzarim, ela shabas alachlok aleinu es hashavim. We are bothered by those who are arguing, but Basa, you, Rabbi Akiva, you're coming to argue on top of those who we agree upon. So forget the whole context here. Our concern right now is that Zos Ameris tells us that Ben Azai chaver v'talmud hava le Rabbi Akiva. They were contemporaries. They referred to each other as you. Because in Toma Rabbi, if you think Rabbi Akiva was really his Rabbi, is Barnash, is there a person, Amr le Rabbi, says to his Rabbi, Elisha Basa, you're coming to argue? Lachlok Aleinu Es Hashavim, you're coming to argue on people who are your equals? So you see from here that he was a contemporary. As I actually was just texting the Rebbe today about a particular inyan, and I try to be very careful even texting to say Rebbe, but I really violated this in two ways. I may even share the text with you. If I share the text, I think it's going to end my recording. But the situation that they asked the Shiloh, we're having a Matzah Shabbos, a new member is Malav Malka. And the sisterhood wanted there to be some a cappella music, which I'm not a fan of, but that's not my decision. That's Rav Weinberg's decision. So I texted him. I said, no, not for me, but the sister said wanted to know. So he writes back that I'm sorry to be sports spoiler or something, he said like that.
Spoiler sport,
he said, yeah. So he says, but I'm not a fan of the a cappella. So he's being very apologetic. So I said to him, I'm trying to remember exactly the text. I said, if it makes you, it's not that you need my agreement, chas v'shalom, but if it makes you feel any better, I also don't let my kids listen to a cappella music. So on one hand, I was agreeing to him, which he doesn't need my agreement. And number two, I referred to him as you. So either way, you see that a person shouldn't refer to their Rebbe as a you. You should refer to him as Rebbe. And from all these proofs, we see that Ben Azai was a contemporary of Rebbe Akiva. Gemara says further now, Taman Taninam, there's a Mishnah in Bechor that says, Kol ha-noldin me'echad b'tishrei ad esim v'tishrei be'elu, all those born from Aleph Tishrei until the following 29th of Elul, the entire year, Harei Elul Mitzdarfin, those are all joined together as being part of 1 year. Chamish Elvnei Rosh Hashanah, if there are five born before Rosh Hashanah, and then there's going to be another Chamish Elachar Rosh Hashanah, and another five afterwards, Elul Mitzdarfin, that can be combined because those are two separate years. Chamish Elvnei Goren, the Chamish Elachar Goren, Harei Elul Mitzdarfin. But the Gronos that we said, that which we said was before Pesach, Chatzeres, and Sukkot. So if it was born before the Goren of Pesach, but after, and the five others after Goren of Pesach, that's permitted because it's all within the same year. The Gronos that we spoke of is only a suggested time when a person should check his animals when to do Ma'aser Behema. But it's not a cutoff date at all to separate different animals in Ma'aser Behema. Okay. We're good here? Yeah? Great. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Hada Ameres, Ma'aser Behema, Lo Asa Osa, Lo Kechenet, Lo Kishlish. What's going on here? So when it comes to Ma'aser Dagan, when it comes to fruits growing on the from the ground, so then there are different stages at what point we know it's part of this year or next year's produce. So when it comes to trees, fruit trees, so chanata, when it begins to ripen, that's the indicator as to when what's part of this year versus that year. So when Tu B'Shvat comes, so anything that's ripened before Tu B'Shvat is part of last year's fruit, but anything that hasn't yet ripened, it only ripened after Tu B'Shvat, so that's part of the following year. So chanata is the indicator for fruits. And when it comes to olives and grains, it's when it grows a shlish. So anything that grows a shlish before the year, that's part of last year. But if it doesn't grow a shlish until after the year, so then it becomes next year's. So what the Gemara is saying is that Amar Rabbi Yosa Hada Ameris, this is telling us, when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, Lo Asa Osa Lo Kechenet, we don't go based on the ripening, we'll see what that means in a moment. And Lo Kishlish, we don't go based on the growth of a third either, like we do by Tevu and by olives. So the Gemara says, because in Tomar, Kechenet, if you say by Ma'aser Behema you follow the ripening, which is another way of saying Ibor, based on when it became pregnant. So Lisnei, the Mishnah should have read, Kol Hamu'ubarim Me'echad B'Tishrei Ad Esim V'Tishrei Be'elul. But the Mishnah says, Kol HaNoldin, those that were born. If it went based on Chanata, ripening, it should Mu'ubarim, those that became pregnant. So since it doesn't say Mu'ubarim, we don't go based on Chanata. And in Tomar Kishlish, if you think it's based on a third growth, that's the idea. So then, the parallel to a shlish growth would be the eighth day of Leda. Because, grain and olive grows. It ripens and grows, but it grows to a shlish because now it's ready to be used in a carbon. You could take the olive, the shemen's eyes for the olive. So it needs to be not only born, if you will, but growth further. So when does an animal ripe for a carbon? 8 days after it's been born. So if it's really true that we followed the shlish, the additional growth by animals, so the listener should have said, Kol ha-noldin ad esrim v'shnayim ba'elul. Any animal that grew, I was born on the 22nd, which means by the 29th of Elul, it will be on the 8th day, Roy for carbon, that should have been the cutoff line. And the fact that it doesn't tell us we don't care about Shlish, we don't care about Chanata, we care about Nolde, when they are actually born. That's the position of Rabbi Yosa. Gemara now brings a dissenting view here, that Rabbi Shammai, B'Shem Rabbi Beivai, B'Rabbi Chia, Kishlish Asu Osa. He argues and says, in fact, it does follow the shlish. But the problem is, why doesn't the Mishnah say the 22nd of Elul? Why does the Mishnah say the 29th of Elul? Because the Mishnah Becharos is going like Rabbi Shimon. Tamar Rabbi Shimon, Mechusar Zman is Nichnas L'dir L'Saser. He has a special din that he doesn't think an animal has to be roi for a carbon to be part of Maaser Behemah. He's a Das Yachid. And he goes on to explain what a Shita is. But aside from Rabbi Shimon, well, the way we paskin is that it does have to be roi for a carbon, in which case the cutoff would really be the 22nd of Elul. So the Gemara says, Kam Rabbi Mona im Rabbi Shammai. He stood up to attack and to go against Rabbi Shammai. Amrlei, he says to Rabbi Shammai, At Amras Chada Milsa. You said a davar chiddush here, because Tam and Tanina, and there the Mishnah tells us that Benazai Omer ha'lulim misasim la'atman, those born elul are going to be separated by themselves. Lo afilu nolad ad esem v'tisha belu. He says elul. He says all eluluyim, all those born elul. He doesn't say those born before the 22nd. It's across the board, all ones born elul. So ha'is l'chal meim, are you going to suggest Benazai k'Rabbi Shimon v'lo k'Rabbanan? So you think Benazai follows the Das Yachid, only Benazai, where the cutoff date is 22? Rabbi Shimon, rather, not the full month? Certainly not. So Ella kimadat amar el d'Rabbanan. It must be that he holds like the Chachamim. And you cannot bring into the Dira a animal that's mechusar zman. U'menichan l'shana haba, fein mesasun im b'nei shenasam. So you bring it part of the next year, and they're part of the Meiser of the following year. So Kenan Amar Al de Benazai, so too Benazai Manichan Lagorin Habab Hain Masasin and Bnei Elilum. So one second here. Right, so what he's saying here is as follows, that even Rabbanan will agree that there's a cutoff date of 22. You don't have to paskin just like Rabbi Shimon. Even the Chacham agree, if it's Mechusar Zman, an animal that's Mechusar Zman, an animal that's under 8 days old, cannot be brought into the Dira from Maaser Behemah. Because it has to have the potential that if it becomes a Maaser Behemah animal, it needs to be brought as a carbon. That's the din of a Maaser Behemah, it's a carbon. So any animal under 8 days can't be brought in. So even Rabbanan would agree that the 22nd of Elul would be considered the cutoff date. It's not a Das Yachid of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Chia Zosamer. This tells us that Yomim Shabachor Mechusar Zman Bahen Olin Lo Letoch Shnasaso. So what's this line saying? I don't remember what this line means here. Yeah, it's with the English, yeah.
The days in which a Bechor is considered premature are reckoned toward the count of its first year.
Now, even though those days it can't be brought as a carbon, we still count it as part of it. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Mana, Amar Rabbi Yona, Abba Shema La Min Hada. We learn from the following pasuk, Kol Bechor Asher Yivaled HaZachar Taktish. Any animal that's born, the Zachar you should make Kadosh. Okay, so how could that be? So the Gemara says, isn't it already Kadosh from the moment the Bechor is born? In terms of counting the year, so you count the year from the time it's born, not from the time it's roi for akrava. I think it's a reference to, there's a, the pasuk says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Darshans, that the Bechor is supposed to be given within the first year. So when do you count the first year? Does the first year start from the Shas Leda, or does it come start from the Shas that was roi for the karbon? So we learn from this drasha here that the moment it's born, that's the year, you count the year from the birthday, not a year from the eighth day where it's roi to be a carbon. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now, on the bottom of the Amud Aleph here, B'shalosh kupo shal shalosh shalosh sa'im. So we said there are three big boxes, tzedakah boxes, but there are also three small tzedakah boxes. And each of the small kupos was able to fit shalosh shalosh sa'im. Each one held shalosh sa'im. So Gemara says, Tormin es alishka. And then they would fill up from the big boxes, they'd fill into the smaller boxes. And the Gemara says, V'kasev alen, and written on each of these three small boxes, Aleph Beis Gimel. And we'll see why in the Gemara that's an Aleph Beis Gimel. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, he thought Yivanis Kasev alen, it was written in Greek. Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, that's how it was written in Greek. So, and the Mishnah goes on to say, Ein da Torim Nichnas, Lobet Pargod Chafas. The guy who's the one who's moving all the money from the big boxes to the small boxes, he can't go into the lishcha wearing an undershirt of some sort, because there's a concern that he might try to take some of the coins and put it into his undershirt. And he also can't go in lo b'minav, lo b'sandal, can't wear any shoes, because that's a general issur of going into the onto Har Bayis with shoes on. And lo b'tfilin v'lo b'kamiya, he can't go in either with these, because he concerned he might unsew his tefillin, unsew his kamiya, and put in some shkalim into that area. We want to avoid any concern, any chashash here. Shema yani, because what might happen is the guy might become poor. Let's say the guy becomes poor. And they're going to say, why did the guy become poor? The guy who's involved, the Gizbar, became poor. What did he do to deserve the poor, to be poverty? He's doing wonderful things in the base of Mikdash. So people are going to start saying, oh, v'yomu ma'avon me'lishcha ha'ani. This guy probably stole from the lishcha, and now that's why he's losing all his money. It's a curse. Oh, shema yashu. Maybe the guy's going to become wealthy. He's going to make it big. And people are going to start to say, oh, v'yomu m'chubash ha'lishcha ha'ashi. He probably stole enough money, he became wealthy. So for that reason, we want to make sure there's no concern, no chashad here at all. First, has to make sure that no one has any chashad, anything subjective about him from other people's perspective. Shenemar, as it says, v'yisim nikim mehashem miyisrael. You have to be clean both mehashem and miyisrael. Omer, umat chayin v'seichel to beinei elokim avadam. You have to find favor and chayin in the eyes not only of man, of Hashem, but also in the eyes of man.
A hem garment
was a little pouch. Okay. Gemara now says Taman Tanina, and the Mishnah there says that Mifanin Afila Arba V'Chamesh Kupos. Mishnah Masechta Shabbos tells us that a person is trying to clear out an area you have in a base medrash. You need some guests to come in. Hachnas Zorachim. So you start moving the boxes around four or five, but there's a limit. You don't want to do too much Tircha on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Zira Shal as Rabbi Yoshia. He asked him, Kama Hushira Shakubos, what size box are we referring to here? So he says, Amarlei, Rabbi Yoshi responds back, that Nilmud Sasim in a Mefurish. That which is closed, that which doesn't tell us a shir, namely Shabbos, we can learn from that which is clear, the Mishnah here in Shkalim, Titania, Bishalosh Kupos, Chel Shalosh, Shalosh, Shasan, Chain Tishachsen. So Shehain Esim Vesheva Son, that the total is 27 here. So we said each box was able to hold 9, and there were 3 big boxes. So 9 times 3 is 27. So Tormen Shalishcha. So too, the kupos that we spoke of in the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, is referring to boxes that have the volume of 27 sa. Oh, actually, right, not 9 sa. 9 sa. The Gemara now says, Kos of Alein Aleph Beis Gimel. Each of the small boxes had a letter, Aleph Beis and Gimel in it. Mipnei Ma Kos of Alein Aleph Beis Gimel. What was the reason for this? So Gemara says, Lomar, to tell you, Mistapek min arishona kodim l'shnia, u'mishnia kodim l'shlishis. There's an order. Whichever box is filled in first, you get the one first. Aleph Beis Gimel. The Gemara Megillah tells us that, talking about the minimum amount of psukim that can be read on a weekday reading is 10 psukim. So the Gemara asks, well, 3, 3, 4, that's how you split it up. So which of the 3 alleles should have the 4? Should it be the first? Should it be the second? Or should it be the third? So the Gemara gives a reason that why each one should get the 4th pasuk. So the raya that the first aliyah should get for the first pasuk is based on this Gemara here, this Mishnah, that Aleph means what? The Aleph should be the first one to take from. And that's why the first aliyah should have 4 psukim. Gemara says, just to finish the Gemara says, why should the middle one? Anyone know why the middle one? Is chashivus to the middle one to get 4 psukim? Anyone know? No? I appreciate that, but the Kohen's more chashiv than the Levi. The Ner Maravi. The Ner Maravi was the middle one, according to one man damar. The machlok is how the menorah was situated. Was it going east, west, south, north? But according to the opinion that was going south, north, so the middle one was the Ner Maravi, so the chashivus of the emsa. So that's why the second aliyah should have the 4th pasuk. The last one, achron, that's not what the Gemara says, though.
No.
The Gemara says, why does the last one have 4 psukim? Yeah, Malam Kodesh Eim Oridim. Very good. Malam Kodesh Eim Oridim, to which the Gemara says, it's Meshubach, whichever one you have, it's Meshubach, either one. Okay. Gemara now says, Taman Tanina, the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav tells us, Hamotzi Yayin, a person who carries Yayin, Hotzah, this or Hotzah. How much? So the Gemara talks about very Shirum of what's considered Hotzah. Well, it depends what you're carrying. If you're carrying, barley versus wine versus water, it all depends. What's considered Chashiv for that particular item? So when it comes to moti yayin, person carrying wine, what's considered chashuv? Kidei mezig asakos. The amount of a wine that it would be a wine that's very strong and high that you would normally pour water to dilute it, how much that wine it would need. So Rabbi Zira Shalas, Rabbi Yoshia, well, so kamishun shakos. Well, how much is that? So Amar Lei, Nilmat Tasa Min Rav Farish. We can learn that which is hidden from that which is explicit. The Tani Rabbi Chiya Arba Kosis Shamru. The Dal Kosis that we drink Leil Seder. Yeshnan Revius Shayayin Bitalki. Whatever that shir means exactly, but that's a shir revius. That's something that's more concrete. And that's the amount that we can learn to Hotzah on Shabbos. What's Kedei Mezikas HaKos? It's a revius of Shalyayin Bitalki. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven Mishum Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Yehudahi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But what about the Chachamim? The Tani Mayim, when you're carrying water. So how much water is considered Chashiv Kedei Gemiya, enough for a person to drink and to gulp in his whole mouth and put in his cheekfuls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedei Lashiv Behen Es HaKiler. With regards to water, enough to be able to wet a rag and put it on a person's eye to cool off from the heat. That's water. With respect to yayin, kidei gemia, in order to how much wine you can fit in your cheeks. Rabbi Yehuda omer kidei mezikas hakos. So the Gemara says that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda kidei mezikas hakos. That's for the halachas of otzah. So then the Gemara says mozik bekama. How much water do you pour in wine to make it? Let's say the wine's already diluted. So we're just speaking of wine that's already very chazak and chai. But what about diluted wine now? How much of that would you have to carry to violate the Isser Hotzah? So nishma'ina min hada, we could learn from the following brisa that mayim kedei gemia, Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei lashuf behen es hakilo, like we said above. Yayin kedei gemia, Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei mezik es hakos. So Hada Amra, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Mozik kedei mezik es hakos, which is revius. So even when it comes to wine that's been diluted, so the shear of revius, so again I have a revius of yayin here, if I add water to that to make it now drinkable, that full amount of four ounces, let's say, that would be considered a shear of yayin mozik, that one would violate the iser of the hotzah. And kama shear and shakos, how much is that? Rabbi Avin Amar, Te tarton revia. Okay, whatever shear there is doesn't mean much to me, but that was some measurement that they used back then. Gemara asks a bunch of questions related to Dal Kosos. Leil Seder. It's a very important Gemara here. There's a lot of lumdus that the Rishonim learn from this particular sugya. So Gemara asks, Ma'al lishtosan v'krech echad. Could a person drink the four Kosos one after the next without having to interrupt, without saying the Haggadah and Halal? Just drink one, two, three, four. Where do you get the mitzvah? So Gemara says, Midamar Rabbi Mana, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Halal, Im Shaman v'beis Knesses Yatzah. So we know there's a machlokas and poskim and hagim whether a person should say halel leil seder in the shul or not, beis knesses or not. So it's based on this gemara, this Yushalmi right here. So if a person heard halel beis knesses, he's yotze, which means he doesn't have to say halel at the seder. So hadamra, which is teaching us in essence im shasan bekrech echad yatsa. So normally the wine is interrupted by halel. But if you already said halal and beis knesses, so you don't need to say it again at home, so that implies that you're going to drink one cup and then drink the other cup right afterwards, so you are able to drink krach echad, in other words, bebas achas, it would be permitted. So then the Gemara asks, ma'al lishtosan bepiskin, can you drink them interruptedly? If you drink a little sip here, a little sip there, and eventually it will amount to a revius, is that going to be good enough? So klum amru shiyishte, lo kedei shiyishte. Is a chiv to just drink it alone? No, it's supposed to drink it, which I explained to mean that you have to taste the wine. Velo ishtake, not to get drunk. So it's, again, this is one of the Gemara's hard to read in a fluid way here. But mishasan bepiskan afu ena mishtake. The idea is, again, the way it's the simple pshat is, the idea is not to drink per se, it's really to drink but not get drunk. So since sipping it, you won't get drunk, so then you would be yotze the mitzvah dal kosos, even though it's being drunk and very, very broken up. That's what the simple reading of this Yushami is, but again, it needs a little bit more hesber. Gemara now says, Viter, Ma'al latzeis b'yayin shel shviyas. Can you use yayin shel shviyas in order to fulfill your obligation in wine? And the Gemara answers, Tani Rabbi Oshaya, yotzen b'yayin shel shviyas. You are allowed to be fulfill the mitzvah, but the Mefarshim say you're not going to get, it's not meshuvach, it's not praised. So ma'al latzeis b'kunditon. Kunditon is wine that's mixed with other flavors, honey and other types of flavorings and seasoning. Can you be yotze talkosis with that? So mititani bar kapara kunditon b'kiyayin. Since he holds kunditon is exactly like wine, hadamra yotzin b'yayin kunditon. It's actually brought down Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach that you can be yotze lichalchila with this type of wine.
Why shvius? What's wrong with shvius? If you didn't sell, you just went to your field and took. made wine.
See, I don't remember. I know there's a lot of alumnus here. It might be, I'm sure in the back they'll address this, it might be since you're being mekayim a mitzvah of shviyas by drinking it, there's an inin la'achla to eat shviyas, you might not be able to also get the mitzvah of dal kosos. That might be part of it. I didn't look into it. But once you ask, let me just look in the back quickly. And therefore what?
In other words, using shviyas wine to fulfill the rabbinic obligation to drink four cups might not be regarded as benefiting from it.
Aha. Shviyas is meant to be benefited. You have to benefit from it. But by using it to fulfill an obligation, that might not be considered hana, and maybe we're not getting the shviyas properly. You're getting, according to that, you are getting dalakosas, but you're not getting the achilas shviyas properly. Right. That's not considered a inyan of hana. Just want to look in the back here. It's an interesting topic. Many Sfarim talk about this. He quotes a lot of Sfarim back here about this. Okay, should have looked up before. Fine, weiter. Gemara now says, where are we? Ma'al lots of yayim mizukin. Can you use wine that's been diluted? So, midatani Rabbi Chiya arba kosas shamru yotzin behen bein chayin bein mizukin, whether they're raw, whether they're diluted, ubivad shehei behen tam mara yayin. You can be also l'chachila so long as it looks and tastes like wine. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, those are doing daf yom, we saw this a few days ago. Mitzvah lotzeis b'yayin adam shenemar al teira yayin ki is adam ki itein bakos eino. A person is a mitzvah to drink red wine based on this pasuk here. It is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well for the dal kosos. Other reasons are brought because they remind us of the dam. Right. Okay. Gemara now says tani mevushal kimetuval, that wine that's been cooked is no different than wine that's been seasoned. And even though they are the apostle for the Nesachim, but Ma'al Latzeis, are you able to use them to be Yotzi or Dal Kosas? So Gemara says, B'yayin Mevushel, so Amar Rabbi Yonah, Yotzin B'yayin Mevushel, you are Yotzi Yechiv of Dal Kosas, even though the Yayin's been cooked, and this is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch as L'chadchila, one can use Yayin Mevushel. Rabbi Yonah, the Tamei, the Rabbi Yonah, Kad Havei Shasei Arba Kasei De Pischa. When he drank the Dal Kosas, Havei Chazik Reisha, he got a big headache. Ad Chaga, until Sukkot. He had a headache from Pesach until Sukkot. Why did he do all of this? So it seems... I'm not sure exactly the Brayah. They say that since the wine was so strong, I'm not sure how this is a Raya. How do they say this is a Raya? Right. Pashup Shai, according to the Summer Farshim, Yayin Mevushel is actually stronger than Yayin Chai. And that's why he's such a headache. Why was he doing it? Because he must have had Yayin Mevushel and still, he was Yotzi the Mitzvah. Gemara now says, Chamisei Chada Machune. There's once a non-Jewish woman, Apo in Nehirin, and she had seen, apparently, Rabbi Yonah, whose face was lit up. So Amra, so she says to him, Saba Saba, you old man, one of these three things you must have, because otherwise your face wouldn't be so bright. Oh, the shisui chamraat, either you're an alcoholic, you're drunk. Oh, the malve brubisat, or you were lending an interest. Oh, the megadal chazirat, or you were raised pigs. And the different Gemaras talk about how these different inonim brighten the person's face. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, he says to her, tibach rucha dahi itza, let that woman die. Okay, the chadim elan tilas milai lesbi. One of these things I don't have. I don't have any of these things in me. Ella ulpini shchiachli, and the hachik siv chachmas adam tariyapani panav. That learning, I transpired learning. I was learning. I got so excited, and the Torah, the chachmas adam is tariyapanav, brightens up a person's face. Rabbi Abo Alsi the Tiveria, he went to Tiveria and chamuna tamudai, and his they saw the talmidim Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Abo. And Apu Nihurin, they saw that Rabbi Abo's face was so bright. And Amrin, he said, Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkech Rabbi Abba Sima. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, their Rabbi, Rabbi Abo found that he had a good, made a good parnasa. That's why he's so excited. So also Lagabe, Rabbi Abo went to Rabbi Yochanan, Amrlei, so Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Abo, My Oraisa Chadda Shmaita. He knew he wasn't light because he made money. He knew his face was lit up because he learned something. So what was the chiddush you learned today? My Oraisa Chadda Shmaita. So he shared with him, Amar Lein, Tosefta Atika, There's an old piece of Torah that I never learned before. And Kara Alea Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav. Gemara says, we'll finish here. Amar Rabbi Chanin Luga Daraisa. What's a Shiva Log Daraisa level? A certain Shir. It's Tmunsa Atika. That was the name of the Shir. That was the name of the Midah. To Muraisa Di Tzipora. In Tzipori, this is how the fishermen would measure. And Amar Rabbi Yona V'chachmanala Debase Rabbi Yana Hava Mechilin Badvash. And apparently this was a measurement. I recognize this measurement. I remember in the house of Rabbi Yana, they would use this to measure honey. Okay, we'll stop here. If we say we have